This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, now that we've got that straightened out, 7 past the hour, this is the end of the third week of July, and the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, on the air with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And I'm losing my throat connection to you, so I'm going to ask you to go through the stories quickly, and I'll listen.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you're having a throat problem. I hope it cures itself, because I don't have that much to say today.
Thank you.
I'll cover, because there's so much. There really is so much stuff happening this week. This has been an amazing week of news stories upon news stories. Journalists have been going crazy. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, the woman slain by the Minnesota cop and the Saudi miniskirt controversy. Those are tied. At number 8, the season debut of Game of Thrones, which I think I better get around to checking that out. At number 7, the O.J. prison release hearing, sort of a daytime drama that many folks across the nation on many channels witnessed live. Number 6, the USPS Clinton campaign scandal. At number 5, U.S. to end Syrian arms deal. At number 4, blockbuster, McCain's cancer diagnosis. At number 3, the Trump approval rating and just the general feeling about Donald Trump as president. And number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, the fate of Obamacare tied with the GOP health care plan. And that's just the top 10. On the people list, we have Justin Rutzik at number 10. At number 9, O.J. Simpson and Arnell Simpson. At number 8, Jeff Sessions. At number 7, John Huntsman. At number 6, Vladimir Putin. Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner are tied at 5. I'm sure they wish they weren't. At number 4, Donald Trump Jr. is tied with Natalia Veselnitskaya. At number 3, John McCain. At number 2, Mitch McConnell. At number 1, Donald Trump. What a week!
So, the whole business about Trump and the approval rating, which is number 3 this week, Michael, from your perspective, the respect that he's being shown or not being shown, as some people say, is not deserving of respect. But the office, people still say, oh, I respect the office of the presidency, but I don't respect him. There is such a line, and it's a broad line, of people who like him, support him, and think he's getting a raw deal from those who don't like him. There is this sort of assumed role the president is to play, and having the respect of the nation. I guess it depends on how you define respect. Isn't that kind of what it boils down to? What we were brought up to believe is respectful. I don't believe that most of the material that I see in the mainstream media is very respectful of him. And then you say, well, he's not respectful of them. Which came first, the chicken or
the egg? Let me ask you a question. Clear your head of all subjectivity and listen to my question. If what you call the mainstream media were very, very respectful and polite and pro-Trump, what would you think of them?
I wouldn't think. I think that the problem with this country is that we have bias and we have non-objective. You use the term journalists. A lot of I don't see much journalism. I don't see what I grew up and what you grew up on as journalism, investigative reporting, whatever it is. I don't see that much anymore. I see pejorative thinking. I see one-sidedness. I hear from people who build their thought process on fake news and what's on blogs. And it just isn't so we're in this conundrum of not really knowing what the facts are. And I think that a lot of things that get said about Trump are based on what people read in a cursory fashion from people who don't like him I'm not here to apologize for him. But, I think a lot of the things he's done have been dumb. And I think his attitude toward the job is cavalier. However, is he all bad? No. He's not. And that's what you get from reading most of it. I mean, I can go through my 14 sources that I read every day, and there's one headline. I've never seen anything like it. Day after day after day, week after week, month after month, it's the same kind of stuff. Shots here, shots there, and...
So basically what you're saying, I mean, you're mixing two issues here. One is there a duty on the part of the press to be respectful to the president, no matter whom it is?
No. No. There isn't.
But the other thing is, you obviously disagree with those who think Trump is doing an outrageously bad job.
I don't disagree. I think that's not what I'm saying. I'll clarify it. I think he's doing an outrageously bad job in communicating. I think he's doing an outrageously bad job because he's simplistic in his thinking about some things. In that way, I think. But I think there are some things, the regulations that he is having his people overview, the 400 and some odd regulations that have been dismissed, many of them, if not most of them, were unnecessary. We're becoming a state. The police mentality and the control and authoritarianism. It just is uncomfortable. Where we were, the pendulum had gone too far as I was concerned, in one direction. Now it's gone too far in the other direction. When do we come to the meeting of the minds? Are we ever going to do that anymore? I think I said this to you a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about his popularity and his approval rating is the number three item this week on the countdown. There are 40% of the population who's solidly behind Trump. That's it. That's his majority. But because there are so many other splinter factions now, look at the Republicans can't even agree among themselves as to what to do. Democrats sure can't agree among themselves what to do, so that shows the fractionalization.
The Democrats are not the issue. Don't you find it interesting that the conservatives and the Republicans are at each other's throats now? Don't you find it interesting that much of the newsworthy disapproval being shown to Donald Trump is coming from his own party?
I don't find it. I find it compelling. I don't know if interesting is the right
interesting is a mild word
because
word,
they're
word
shaking
worthy of our talking about it.
Yeah, they're shaking up the status quo. The Republicans and the Democrats. Let's face it, Washington is up to its Mickey in corruption. The kinds of things that get done. I've said many times on the air, it would be kind of cool if the members of Congress were required, as NASCAR drivers are, to put on their jackets who it is that's sponsoring them. Who is paying for them to get reelected? And that's where
Congressman with decals all over.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Right. But that's what's going on. It's the same stuff. So at least Trump isn't beholden to any of these people in that way. Maybe he's beholden to them for other reasons.
Is he possibly beholden to Putin and the Russians?
Maybe. I thought it was kind of funny. I think I mentioned this when he, after the meeting, or he had two meetings apparently when he was there, and he leans over and he says, "Okay, did you do it?" Just like that. You know, there's a certain amount of I don't know what the right word is. There's a certain amount of release that comes from him in his kind of direct way. It seems a little foolish sometimes and sophomoric. And then you could say, well, the fate of the world hangs in balance. And you could say, all right, so what are we going to do? Here's the turn on that, Michael. North Koreans, again, this past week, shooting up another ICBM to test it. They now have the ability to reach Hawaii, apparently, with some kind of missile. So the Hawaiians this week have started. Remember when we were kids, we had the Conrad alert, and we'd go under the stairs in the school to hide in case there was a drill, in case there was a nuclear war, and we get hit with a nuclear bomb. We were told to go hide in the basement in the boiler room of the school. And so now in Hawaii, they're doing that sort of thing. They're training people. They're starting an educational process as to what happens if a North Korean ICBM blows up Hawaii. Everything gets everything gets blown up if you. Everything's out of proportion. Everything's crazy. Right. And you can feel that frustration among people who are thinking that the news media is overcooking whatever their criticisms are of Donald Trump.
I think the problems are far deeper than the news media overcooking their criticisms of Donald Trump. Now, this is a media show, and we're talking about the media.
Right.
So it's appropriate. But I have to step back and for the record, say, I think that the media's coverage of all of this is one of the least important parts of it. In terms of cutting back regulations, and in terms of, you know, clearing the thicket and draining the swamp and all of those terms, you don't need any one particular person to do it. You need a mindset. So the fact that Donald Trump is doing all of that is cool, but anybody could do it if they really wanted to.
Yes.
It's not like he has any great specific skills to do that. But where Donald Trump is failing is his ability to do what great presidents have done in the past, and that is to communicate. Mm-hmm. That's what made Ronald Reagan, obviously, so held in such high regard by so many factions.
Mm-hmm.
Even McCain is held in high regard by many factions, although some of his actions and speeches and things in the last year have been kind of strange, and maybe it has to do with the fact that he's suffering from a brain disease, which puts it into perspective, because I remember when McCain was one of the most eloquent and reasonable mm-hmm. speakers of all time.
Yeah.
But just to wrap it up before the break, Trump needs to get stronger at communicating and negotiating and compromising and doing the things that great presidents have to do to succeed or they fail. Mm-hmm. And cutting back regulations is not enough.
No, it isn't. You're right about that. It's 18 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. 2017 marks the sixth year that Sprint is sponsoring the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Starting July 7th through July 26th, Sprint will challenge fans to trivia fun and soccer-related games for a chance to win up to $10,000 and other prizes. At select matches, the on-site football fiesta experience lets you meet soccer legends like American All-Star Brian McBride, along with Jared Borghetti and others from Team Mexico. Learn how to stay connected with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan at Sprint.com/Copa and use hashtag Sprint4Copa. Brian McBride, Team USA.
Sprint doesn't want you to miss a single second of the 2017 Gold Cup action. And with the Unlimited Freedom Plan, you don't have to. Enjoy the best of soccer on a winning network. Works for me.
Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, aged 14 or older, who at time of entry are members of Sprint Rewards Club. Sweepstakes begins at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 7, 2017, and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 26, 2017.
Every week, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen together for an hour going through the items of interest, the research by the folks at Talkers Magazine on Michael's staff. They talk to the stations, the program directors, the people who are on the air. It's really a great list. You can check it all out at talkers.com.
It's
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Politics and people. That's what goes on a lot of News Talk radio stations. Discussion of political machinations, political realities, the left, the right, that sort of thing. And here at your service and on your side is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the stories in the People List that you can find at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television is. I'm Doug Steffen with an outrage. I really am upset with you, Michael, because you missed something extraordinarily important to people in America this week.
Oh, my gosh, I apologize. What is it?
It's Kid Rock making an announcement that he's running for the Senate. And apparently, people say, oh, this is a hoax. Apparently, it isn't. Apparently, he wants to run for the Senate.
What does he think he is, a Donald Trump?
Can you imagine?
I mean, gee whiz.
He's running against Senator Debbie Stabenow, who's a Democrat in Michigan. So who would have thought, looking at Kid Rock, first of all, that he'd be a Republican? I suppose you could say that about Sammy Hagar and...
A lot of the old rock and roll types, Simmons. A lot of the old hippie types have become conservatives and Republicans. Right. You know, the length of your hair or the wildness of your dress and lifestyle no longer necessarily relate in a ratio to whether you're left or right, Democrat or Republican. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So you can't judge a book. You can't judge a political book by its cover anymore. But Debbie Stabenow, I know her. I've met her a number of times. She's a friendly woman, nice person.
Yeah. I think she's okay. She's been there a long while. Maybe it's time for a change. But is that the change that we need under the circumstance? What I really thought was the big story of the week was The Rock saying that if somebody asked him, he'd seriously consider. I think somebody's already asked him, actually, would you run for president in 2020? And he also was serious in his answer. Yeah. Yep.
He could win because he's got a very, very engaging personality.
Yes.
Dwayne Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. I would vote for The Rock.
You would vote for The Rock?
Oh, where do I go?
You go to the polling place at the right time.
No, of course I'm kidding about that. But the fact of the matter is,
did you vote for Rock, or you didn't know where to go vote for him?
I was just saying that as sort of like I was being flippant. But the fact is that I do believe we are entering the era where we will see more celebrity types get into politics, because the line between entertainment and politics in the media has become so blurred as to be almost non-existent. Look, we've had celebrities run for office before. Do you remember somebody named Ronald Reagan?
Thank you.
And you know, I'm blanking, but there was a song and dance man of that era that ran for Senate in California and won.
George Murphy.
George Murphy was a United States Senator. He was a song and dance man.
Yep.
Ronald Reagan was a big B-movie actor. He never really had superstardom. He was famous.
Everybody knew who he was.
Everybody knew who he was.
John Wayne.
Yeah. Right. As a matter of fact, between his career and his running for office, I think he had little jobs as the host of the General Electric Theater and
Death Valley.
Right, things like that. He and he was on the game shows a lot. He hustled to stay in the media.
Yeah, right. Stay visible.
But let's talk more about that after the break, huh?
You want to?
Yeah.
I'll talk about
whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I know that because you're that kind of guy. But we want to stick to what the issues are. And what's on the front page and the inner pages at talkers.com, where you can see the list of the stories and the people. Also catch up with Michael's Up Close and Far Out. We'll talk about the podcast this week. I also want to address a question that has come up when we were being flippant about Donald Trump and his remarks regarding the French president's wife. Then I said when we were talking, we mentioned Natalia Vasilevskaya-Mangalangalanga, the lawyer Donald Trump met with. I asked if she was attractive, sort of as a flippant remark, which may have been taken seriously by some people. We'll see what that brings us in a minute.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
From Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio media, the new talk media, podcasting is getting into the act big time. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, along with me, Doug Steffen, every week, going through the top 10 stories according to the research done by the folks who work with Michael at Talkers Magazine. The people who are on the list as well. So Clint Eastwood is another one who would have been a star. We were talking, just joining us, about politicians who have been movie stars or prominent in other fields. I suppose Al Franken might be.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Al Franken, yeah. Al Franken made it from a comedian to an author to a radio host to a U.S. senator.
Right. And to an annoying recipient of an award from Talkers Magazine. All right. So I said something under my breath that is worth a moment of our time, because some people are sensitive to these sorts of things. And I wonder whether there's anything that we can say. Almost anything becomes a point of controversy or could be taken the wrong way. When we were going through the list of the people, you mentioned Donald Trump Jr. and the lady lawyer that he met in Russia. Mm-hmm. As the president said, he took a meeting with this lawyer. And I asked, sort of under my breath, whether she was attractive or not. And the remark came as a result of us having just mentioned a few moments before that the comment that Trump made about Emmanuel Macron's wife and whether that was inappropriate or whether, just if
yeah,
I say under my breath.
Your statement was in context to that being an issue that we talked about, that the Trump boys may have a weakness for female pulchritude.
I looked that up.
Now, if you had said, "Yeah, I wonder if she's attractive," and we weren't talking about the subject of Trumps and women, then it would have been like, what the heck is that about?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, if it was out of the blue, then it would be politically incorrect, subject to criticism that you are sexist and that you have your head stuck in the 50s or 60s.
Really?
But those who tuned in a microsecond between it having been discussed as an issue of importance and then the random remark from Doug, it was connected contextually to that subject. Therefore, you are not guilty of political incorrectness, but rather of being very funny and provocative in a satirical way, totally in accordance with the rules of 2017 parlance. How's that? Yes. I sound like John Daly from What's My Line?
Yes, you do. All right, and people say, huh, who's John Daly? So let's bring it back around to the present time and all of these things that are apparently on people's minds. I think the Jane Sanders thing, Bernie Sanders' wife, that has it been overdone? I understand that she's been accused of and there may be some wrongdoing, but do you know what it's based on? In fact, what is the speculation based on? What did she get out of whatever deal they're talking about?
Not much.
It's not clear to me that she got
it. No, not much. I tuned out on it after the first read when I realized this, first of all, it really doesn't have any bearing on anything going on today. It's just gotcha stuff.
Right. It's gotcha stuff. That's exactly
it. Yeah, it's gotcha stuff.
Yeah. It's gotcha stuff.
I wasn't even sure who Jane Sanders was.
I said that before.
Who's Jane Sanders? You know, she's that great-looking wife of Bernie Sanders.
That's it, right? Yeah, there we go.
Looking.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it sounds like
she's in great shape.
Little hack.
Beautiful.
I don't know that she really is, but anyway, that's a subject for another time.
But that was what Trump said. He said, "You're in great shape. Beautiful."
That's what. Right. But she's not. Well, there you go. And this is the time when we ought to have a third party here to save us from ourselves, because I'm thinking that, according to the measure of Trump and the boys as to what's attractive, as we were talking before, this lady would not be considered attractive because doesn't have that look.
If I were you, I would not go further with this.
Really?
I don't even say who it is you're thinking about. I don't want to know. I don't even want to be a party to that.
Okay.
You're gonna bring in somebody and say they're not attractive?
I didn't say that. I just said it would depend on who's measuring. Now, a lot of the women that I think are attractive, you may not think are attractive, and vice versa. The women who are listening could look at pictures of us and say, "Oh my God, those guys look."
I get letters all the time from women who say they saw my profile on social media and want to date me.
Really?
Constantly.
What does your wife say about that?
I could have my choice of hundreds of them.
Hundreds?
Hundreds of women send me letters. I saw your image on social media, and I'd like to date you. Please click here.
Right. And then you get a virus. All right. Enough of this silly stuff. I don't know where we are.
Going to go down some dark road.
Well, I was the Shia LaBeouf thing and the amount of money, amount of attention that we pay to things like this. I'm not finding fault with your list, but I look at these things and wonder, because you're just reporting what is obviously going on a lot of these programs. Maybe it's summertime. I'm not sure what it is. But why in the world would anybody pay any attention to what Shia LaBeouf is doing, what he has done? So
because it's
privileged.
Fascinating.
Why is it fascinating? It's a
come on.
No, it's annoying.
Come on, don't. It may be annoying, but it's great video. It's great footage.
Yeah,
we love to see somebody.
Why do we love to see stuff like that?
Because we're wired like Homo sapiens. We're wired that way. We're gossipy.
Maybe then
curious
we should
animals.
Give over to the apes. Maybe this should become the planet of the apes. Then.
Well, from what I hear in this new ape movie, you root for the other species.
The other species?
Yeah, you root for the apes.
Right.
But, I look, you and I are right at the vortex of this volcano, of this tornado.
Yes, we have.
What's important and what's not important? What constitutes valid topics to be talked about? You said something interesting. You said, I don't mean to be critical of your list. Well, we're just the messengers.
I know this list, that's what I said.
Every time you say, I think this is not that important, I say, well, this is not a list of importance. This is a list of what's being talked about.
Right.
And if people find it interesting to talk about, then that alone makes it important in a certain way.
Yes.
So why is it important that a celebrity is shown in real life on video being a ranting racist jerk?
Lunatic. Yeah.
Because it gives us insight into the human condition. Mm-hmm. It shows us it shows us behind the scenes of, you know, the media factory of the show business. Veil, the curtain that separates fantasy from fact, and that you shouldn't believe media images. That what was her name? What is her name? Reese Witherspoon was caught on video being stopped by a cop and saying, "Do you know who I am? Do you know who?" Like somehow she's a privileged, you know, princess, and not subject to this. And not subject to the traffic laws. And she, of course, apologized for that because it embarrassed her. I find interest in this, not more interest than the health care plan, not more interest than the immigration reform situation, not more interest than taxes and things of substantial importance to human beings in terms of what the news is really about. But on the human level, I think that all of this plays into interesting conversation.
Yep, I agree, and that's what we're here to discuss. We are discussing what is being discussed. We'll talk about, before we leave this list, I did want to spend a moment talking with you about the China-North Korean trade deal, and more importantly, what has been found this week. This is all serious. We've been kind of silly.
You used the word they were cheating. I made a note of that. You said that North Korea has been cheating on the sanctions, as if they're supposed to play by the rules.
Well, they're supposed to play by our rules.
Our rules. We're sanctioning them, and they're going around it, and they're cheating?
Isn't that outrageous? Yes, outrageous. The Chinese apparently are helping them.
Oh, shock.
By sending money in trains and on boats, going in and out. They're doing trade deals, but they're paying four times as much for the material, and some of the money sources seem to be questionable. So they're one of the reasons that it doesn't look like the ruling family of North Korea is suffering any is because they're getting plenty of help from the Chinese. The Chinese, of course, not going to admit this or don't want to admit it, but apparently they've been caught with their so-called pants down. And now we understand where the money's coming from with these missiles, because everybody keeps saying, there's nothing, North Korea has nothing. Zero. And so where's the money coming from to do these missiles? What I want to know is, why have they bothered, if you're going to give them money, why don't you just give them your missiles? If the Chinese, just give them the missiles you've got. You've developed all the missiles. Give them the missiles.
Well, this is China's way of slowing them down, too.
Yeah.
China, you don't think China sits there and goes, oh, how wonderful North Korea is. We love them. We want to do everything to help them. China has a problem with North Korea.
Hmm. Yes.
So so it's to their advantage not to get into a hostile battle with them, obviously, but not to necessarily roll over and do everything to help them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes international diplomacy so interesting and such a fragile art.
It is an art, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Craft.
Yep. You get into that international stage of diplomacy and you don't know what you're doing, you're in
eaten
big
up.
Trouble.
Oh, yeah. You get eaten up. All right, we're going to pause for a moment, and then we're going to get inside manager of the radio. Well, I'll let you explain the discussion of media and what's going on in Washington with these hosts that are coming to town. They've been invited by the White House. And then up close and far out, you're into the mind of Rick Unger. You can explain who he is in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Review. This is the list of people who are on people's minds, if you will. The folks at Talkers Magazine reviewing what's going on in talk radio programs with hosts all around the country, doing a survey. And so this is the list as presented by Talkers for this week. At number 10, Justine Rizchik. I think that's how you pronounce your name. At number 9, O.J. Simpson. Number 8, Jeff Sessions. John Huntsman is at 7. Bad Vlad, Mr. Pukin Putin at 6. Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner tied for the fifth position. Donald Trump Jr. is in four. John McCain in the third position. The old fossil Mitch McConnell is in the number two slot. And the controversial president of the United States, Donald Trump, is the person on the top of the list. No surprise there. That's the way it looks. Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. The stories, let's go through the list so that we make sure there are no questions. Sometimes we get a little in our discoveries, a couple of hours that we do this program, we don't necessarily stick to the script, if you will. So a couple of times during the program, I've got to remind people of what actually is on the list. Number 10 this week is sports action. Number 9, the shooting in Minneapolis. Number 8, the debut of Game of Thrones for the season. OJ, number 7, the Clinton campaign scandal. Number 6, that's an editorial comment. The end of the Syrian arms deal is number 5. John McCain has cancer, number 4. The approval rating for the president is 3. The investigation of Mr. Trump is number 2. And the health care plan discussion, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Some pretty interesting. It really is fascinating to get what's on people's minds. So that's the list. You know, we could spend all of our time here, Talk Radio Countdown Show, talking about whether it was polite to make reference to the looks of another woman. I was just sort of following with the president's lead. Would you say that, would a woman, would Kara, who's, Kara Schellen, who's in the control room in our studio in Washington, would you look at a guy and say something about him as to his attractiveness, his quotient, as guys, as we're talking here, a man talking about a woman? Have you ever, among your circle of friends, looked at a man, or did you consider, would you consider it impolite to look at a man say, ah, that guy's a stud?
I think I would look at him. Would I say it to him? Or I think of it in terms like this. If a coworker's, let's see, if a coworker's husband said something to me about my body, I would give him a weird look and think it was weird. And I wouldn't say something about a coworker's husband's body. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's weird that Trump said something about her.
Well, but, in general, men, the boys' club, does that. And the girls' club doesn't. That's what you're saying.
That's not true.
I think that women say it amongst each other, but yes. I don't know if they would go and say it to someone.
You're hot.
Yeah, I don't think. And that's the thing. It's a professional environment, and for them, I think it should be a professional environment.
In
and
that
I think
circumstance.
Yes, so I think that's odd to say it in that kind of environment.
All right, 60 seconds, Michael, on Up Close and Far Out this week. Who's Rick Unger?
Rick Unger is the former head of Marvel Entertainment. He was Spider-Man's boss for many years, a real animated film pioneer who happens to also be a political pundit, and he does a show, Steele and Unger, with Michael Steele, former Republican committee head. It's a left-right debate show on the POTUS channel on SiriusXM, and they believe in civilized left-right debate, and it's a fascinating conversation about everything from Spider-Man to Trump. And it's at www.upcloseandfarout.com. Thanks, Doug.
Right. And Donald Trump will be starring in the next Superman movie, in case you didn't. I mean, Spider-Man movie. Flying between the buildings in New York City. It'll be cool. 50 minutes past the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And now, continuing with the services of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college prof, teaches... law and how to get around it at Bar. No, he doesn't get it.
How to get around it.
Right, exactly. Well, when you see things like this story from Minnesota, this woman shot by the police officer, the continuing focus on police, they're good or bad, and the people who attack this situation, you have no respect for the police, which is nonsense. I don't have a lot of respect for authority because authority is there to preserve itself. And I don't find that to be intriguing nor self-serving. Anyway, so here's this young fella, been on the job less than 2 years. I can't make heads or tails of this, and neither can anybody else that I know.
No, and of course, one of the big issues is, you know, here they had uniforms that had the body cameras on. Now, I can understand they hadn't even left the car, that they had not yet turned those on. However, I want to hear an explanation, and particularly why the dash cam was turned off. So, you know, these are things that we have in place to help monitor for the benefit of everybody, including the officers. And they're glaringly absent in this, and this story really needs a great deal of explanation to find out what went wrong, because you can't get much more serious than this.
No, not really. And it does feed into the people's skepticism about the police.
Absolutely.
It just does.
Yeah.
And why, and you know, the Baltimore thing with the planting of evidence, that sort of stuff, and again, anytime you criticize the police, those who are on that side, you have no respect for the police. I don't have any respect for this kind of stuff. Why should I?
And, you know, there are represented police officers, been on opposite sides with them, and the good cops want to weed out the bad cops just as
much.
And to say that there aren't any bad cops in there is ridiculous, and then to demonize law enforcement is also ridiculous.
Right.
So, you know, just as the great Bill Belichick said, just do your job.
Right, exactly. All right. Have you seen the lady that he's been living with the last 10 years, by the way?
Yes, I have.
Okay, just wondering.
She's doing her job. Okay.
Yes, she is. I hope she's doing a fine job. So speaking of doing a good job, OJ Simpson, this has got to be the number one legal story of the week.
He's going to be out there now to be able to find the killers. I mean,
right.
His search was set back 9 years. You know, O.J. Simpson killed his wife, his former wife, and Ronald Goldman.
How can you say that? He wasn't convicted in criminal court.
He was found not guilty, where the burden of proof was beyond a reasonable doubt and to a moral certainty, and there were problems with the manner in which the prosecution brought the case. In a civil case, he was found responsible, meaning he did it. And I don't think there is any way of looking at the evidence without seeing that. That being said, despite the fact that, you know, my wife said keep him in prison because he killed these people, that had nothing to do with this. And he deserved...
Oh, come on. Of course it had. He got caught in this... threw the book at him because he didn't get convicted.
Oh, absolutely. What I'm saying is for the parole. There is no question that someone who had committed the crime that he did regarding going in and getting back his memorabilia, there is no way that person would have been in prison for 9 years. This was just a way of getting back at him. But he deserved parole. He's out. He had better. Remember, parole is not a a get-out-of-jail-free card. And if he has any violations, he can go back in. And I do remember there was a period where he had a few traffic dust-ups with people. He's going to have to be your basic model citizen, and hopefully he will.
With that in mind, how does a state, this is a sort of legal entangled legal inside, how does it work that a state can say yes or no to a felon or somebody who's been in jail to live? They're asking Florida for permission for him to live there. Why? How?
It's because of the fact that he is on parole. They make conditions for the parole, and that can be one of the conditions, whether he is allowed to leave the state, and if so, where he can go. Of course, one of the reasons he originally went to Florida was a reason that a lot of people who are in trouble with civil lawsuits go to Florida, is they have unlimited homestead protection. So he was not the first person to take whatever money he has and throw it into a huge home in Florida and avoid people collecting against him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got $250,000 a year retirement, but there are things that are sheltered so that the Goldmans can't get at it, obviously. So that's an interesting, we'd have to pursue that legally and how that works at some other time, because we're out of time here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, legal opinions on the charts from Talkers Magazine on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.